You know, sometimes we think the things that God give us as little God is not a little God. If he tell you to sweep up the street and get the cans off, it's a reason. It's always a reason behind what God tell you to do. Be obedient to the Lord. So I just want to thank God for that. And I'm thanking him for the word of God today. I ask him to bless me and bless you as you listen, because I'm listening too. I ask it in Jesus' name. Give the Lord a clap. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. You may be seated. Father, thank you, Jesus. I was walking around last week. You know, you've been going through the house, you know, and listen to the news. And I heard somebody say, I think it was a lady, one of the mayors of something. She said, I never seen something like this. She had went to one of the, you know, where it was, you know, and the Holy Spirit say, write that down. I say, Lord, but it just hit my, I don't know if y'all ever had this, but it just, when she say, I never seen something like this, it hit me. Boom. I said, wow. I'm going to make sure. So I wrote it down, never seen something like this. Then the Lord say, look up something. And then look up, because me, I probably would have said, what would you have said? Okay, if you went and saw, you was in the, what would you have said? Huh? There you go. I would have said what you said. I've never seen anything like this. But she didn't say that. She said, I've never seen something like this. And the Holy Spirit say, write it down. I said, what in the world? So I'm looking it up in the dictionary. I'm studying. I'm getting up in the night. I wonder what is it, was something. He told me what it was. The word something means something that's unspecified or unknown. She didn't know what this was, but what she said, she almost prophesied, because we're going to see a lot of this in this day. It ain't going to be anything. It's going to be something. Something that's bringing in the return of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I walked. I said, never had a message like that. So I'm walking and I'm getting up in the night and I got up this morning and said, Lord, you know, you showed me this. So something means, when she says she never sees something, otherwise something means anything that is specified or unknown. Unknown. She didn't know why it flooded. She had no afterthoughts why it flooded. But we know. We know we're going to see floods. And I was walking through the house and I didn't tell Dad about the message, but I said, you know, this, when she heard her say that, he said, yeah, no more water but the fire next time. Hello. So we're living, children, in the last day. Who shall be able to stand? We're living in a place that we don't see, you know, because we come to church and we are America and we have a good time and, you know, we're able to, like she said, go pray for people and things of this sort. But if you were someplace else, you wouldn't have that opportunity. You wouldn't have that opportunity. You wouldn't have the opportunity to pray for nobody. You know, we don't realize in America how good God been to us. And I told the Lord, I said, God, I really believe, God, that you're good because we are good people and such by giving. Boy, you let something happen here and over there, we're going to be the first one over there helping folks. God, just a good God. He just good. But he tired of us now, and we're going to see things that we have never seen before. Now we got the monkey pox and the this kind of thing and the that kind of. People are afraid, and people going to die for what they're seeing. And I ain't just talking about people, I'm talking about church folks. You better get a hold on God. We started in the pulpits. We better get a hold on God and know that God is, Jesus is in us and the blood of Jesus is saving us. We got to, I'm glad you, I just enjoyed that, Tawana. COVID know they next, cause I told them they gonna have to get up and they got to get, I said, y'all have to take down the fourth, fifth. Okay. One of my children is not, want to speak out, but watch how they grow. Because they're going to get them, take the offering and do some things to kind of get them in tune with what they got to do next. I want to go to Matthew 24. Now, she says she never seen something like this. anything is no matter whatever it is, you know. But she didn't say that. She said she made this, she gave it life. The flood became life when she said that. It became life to let you know that it's going to be floods and famines and it's going to be other things you ain't never seen. Hallelujah. I mean, there's going to be another something that's coming up in this earth that you have never seen. That I have never seen. I've been here a long time, but it'd be things that I have never seen before. And I thought to myself, how are we going to live if we don't know Jesus? I'm glad we sang the blood of Jesus. I'm glad we need to get back to singing the blood of Jesus. We need to get back to understanding that his blood washes white as snow, that it's his blood. We need to get back to know, hallelujah, what he did at Calvary. We need to go back to the main little things that we don't think about so because we're so, hallelujah. I said, Lord, you know what? All preachers preaches. It's getting a car and getting some this and getting some that. It is time for us to get some God and get a lot of God. You better get your mind off of that new carpet and the new drapes and the new this and the new. That don't do but take your mind and you be, that's all you be thinking about. Oh, what color I'm going to put here and what I'm going to do for this and what I'm going to, but my mind, not because I'm older, but I know Jesus is coming back and I know I got to be ready and I know he may come at any minute. So he didn't say, where shall I be when the first trumpet sound? Did y'all used to preach about that, about the trumpet and stuff? Y'all know anything about the old thing? Give me that old time religion. It's good enough for me. You ever heard about the trumpet sounding? People used to be kind of scared. Folk ain't scared of nothing now. And I'm afraid that maybe some of the saints ain't scared of nothing. But I'm telling you, I don't want to miss God. I'm studying now the coming of Christ. And I say, Lord, if it is so, I can, you know, be left down. I don't want to be left down here. When Jesus come, I want to go with him. Let me see the hands of y'all that want to go with Jesus when he come. We got to be ready. We have to watch, you know, we got to watch. I've got so much, good Lord. You got to watch your every step. Cause you should. Cause so when he come, when he gonna come? When, is it tomorrow? Is it, you know, I know that things has got to be done cause he's gonna come when he says he's gonna come. Praise the Lord. So I want to go into, I went around in Matthew 24, and I want to go back to Matthew 24 and scan around it. And this may be the strangest message I ever preached, but I could never get what she said. She said that and it's bothered me all the way. It bothered me. Just bothered me. She said something like this. Now, I'm not a scholar of the English language. No, not by no means. But the Holy Spirit is. And he just boom in my head. I said, so she said she never seen something. You know, what is it? He said, write it down. And I just went and wrote it down on my desk that my son gave me down there. Boy, that desk done got some work out, I'm telling you now. But I wrote it down and I was up this morning and it just bothered me. That, and when I looked up to something, I said, Lord, now I understand. And I'll understand. There are going to be a lot of somethings now happening to this land. I hear, who you going to vote for? You're supposed to go vote. You don't know who to vote for. Somebody said, well, I'm Democrat. I'm probably. Well, I'm righteousness. I'm not Democrat. I'm not Republican. I don't preach who you vote for. Who, that's your business. But as a miracle citizen, you ought to vote. But I be listening. I said, Lord, I don't care if they whatever thing we got. If they stand for righteousness, they got my vote. If they are against abortion, they got my vote. If they are against sin, they got my vote. I don't care if they who they, it may be somebody I don't know. Praise, they send us, oh good, I get so many cards in the mail. This one doing this and that. And so this one lady say, well, I had a this and I know this and I'm not gonna this and that. I'm not going to tell you what I believe in, but I'm saying life is life. And if you don't care how I'm listening to people, they don't care about life. You know, they forgot that a baby, I don't understand it, sister. What happened to us? They're not, you know, and most of them, you know, well, listen what I'm saying. I'm really trying to not say what I should. Jackie know me. You know, I don't want to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Amen. I'm sorry if a person got raped. Lord have mercy. That's awful. That is an awful trauma. But you got people out there that take your baby. Go on, have the baby. The baby's still alive. Praise the Lord. The baby couldn't help because you got raped. If you got raped, you have give it to somebody. You might be giving away a governor or somebody righteous. Or you don't know who you're doing, what you're doing to. Now, that's my personal plan. I hope the Lord didn't bother me with that. But that's what I believe. I don't believe there's never any place for you to kill a child. Never. People care more for their dogs than they do children. You better not hit their dog. You better not. It's sad. We don't got to bring, and we just about done gone to the dogs too. Yeah, that's good. Yeah. You know, it's awful. Children of God, what I'm telling you, this is what I believe. Praise the Lord. The Lord is telling me to tell you. And you know, when he get through, I'm through. If he don't say nothing to the next 10 minutes, I'm through. But one thing we got to do is make our calling and election sure. This is the time now for us to really make our calling and election sure. You know what I mean? I'm saved. I love God. And we love one another. And, you know, I'm glad that somebody thought about Sister Phyllis. I got to call her. She used to call me. Me and her text and call a lot. Praise the Lord. Yeah, she told me about her phone. She said, if I don't answer, then you'll know that my phone. Thank you, Didi. Yeah, so y'all got to help me here. You didn't love me and been knowing me a long time. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Sometimes age do take away a little of memory. Not much, but a little bit. Not much. But I'm making my calling in election sure. How about you? Are you really thinking about, you know, why do the fasting and praying? And, because, you know what I'm going to tell you? We do a lot of dedication. We don't do a lot of fasting. And also, I want to tell you this. In January, we do a cleansing fast. You know, we put away the sugar and put away the sodas and put away. That's good. But when I was coming up on the Pentecost, we fasted. My children know I fast 21 days with nothing. No food, no water. You hear me what I'm saying? Being a mother having babies, I would eat a little something at 6. My children know, and that one over there that sang so good, she'd fast with me. I say, I'm going on a 3-day fast. She said, I'm going with you. And she would. She'd go to school, wouldn't eat nothing, because that's the way we fasted. We didn't eat nothing or drink nothing. Did y'all fast like that? That's the way we fasted long time ago. And Dee would fast with me. She'd go to school, right? That's the one that was singing. She would, my mama fast with you. She'd fast with me them 3 days. I don't know what y'all was. But she'd fast with me. She'd hang in there with me. I don't know what, Jackie, was you old enough? Huh? I was eating my food. Yeah, I think he was too young, Jackie. Because Jackie's one of those. See, that's one of the older children, the second oldest. So y'all, you probably was like this, you know. But we need to make our calling an election sure. Jesus wasn't playing when he told them in Matthew 20. Let's go to Matthew 24. We're going to go around that a little bit and then we'll see what he says. In my Bible, you know the little thing right here? It stays on Matthew 24. Just look up and see it's on Matthew 24. Goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Now we know, I'm just going to read some of our circle. I'm not going to read the whole chapter. He said, I'm going to start at verse 6. When you hear of wars and rumors of wars, listen, children, see that you be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. I want to say this, you know, the war that Putin got over the Ukraine. I haven't heard anything. I said, what happened to CNN? And they ain't talking. What, anybody heard anything? At church, y'all tell me what you heard. I ain't heard nothing else about that war. What is going on? Oh, Lord. Something going to be in that, but I don't know what it is. He said, but nation shall rise against nation. Has that passed? Is it happening now? Kings against kingdoms. Is that going on? It's famines and pestilence, what we just had, wasn't it? Earthquakes, divers, places. All these are what? Read your Bible. They're just the beginning of sorrow. This shall they deliver you up to be afflicted. You need to think America going to get back. If you're going to stand for God, you're going to be reading this verse right here. Then they shall, you're going to get delivered up. If you understand, I'm just going to tell you. Then I can see people going against each other, lying on each other. And the Bible said, and I thought that was so horrible. I said, I can't believe that the men should be offended. You're offended because, hallelujah, Brother Joe want to stand up. Good Lord, what you offended about? But that's what the Bible say. Then the men shall be offended and listen and hate one another. Hate one another. Can you believe it? Praise the Lord. Many false prophets shall rise and deceive men. And that's done happen. It was with the Jim Jones thing. It was another people that was talking about they're going up in a Sputnik or something. Remember? They got up and committed. They all got together and killed themselves. Yeah. You remember that, sister? And like they was going up in a Sputnik or they was going to another planet or something. They out or something. Was that where it was? And they killed themselves. So we can see the Bible is fulfilling itself. You should look in the scripture and find out. Then they should deliver you up and say, okay, and then I'll chuck them. Let's go to 11. And many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. Don't believe everything everybody say. Hallelujah. Prove a prophet got to be proven just like anybody else. And many, and because of iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And I thought it was, oh God. Children of God, we're living in the last day. Children of God, pull in. And the Bible didn't say, don't wait for when pastor gonna call a fast. The Bible don't say that. He said, when you fast. We have a fast in January or February. I want to have January to clean our bodies out and get, you know, be healthy and everything. But you need to fast. You know, there should be some days you fast. Jesus didn't say, I'm going to make you fast. He said, when you fast. So he expects for us to fast and pray. Hello? Amen. So don't be waiting on when pastor going to call a fast. I'm going to call one in January to clean us out. And during the year, you gonna fast. You gonna hear from Jesus yourself to know when to fast. Cause you should fast. Hallelujah. Amen. I said hallelujah. Hallelujah. So when you fast, and you got to fast. You know, you be asking God and don't know what to do and then you don't fast to find out. You got to humble yourself. He didn't say you had to fast. He'll tell you when to fast. What he told me, I can tell you that that's what he told me once. He said, you're going to fast. I want you to fast 7 days. Jesus told me that. And I said, whoa, goodness. Cause I know how I fast, you know, with no food and water. I said, 7 days. My sister in the Lord, Sister Minnie, she comes and says, Sister Davis, how you doing? I said, I'm fine. She said, you know, I dream you fast 7 days. That's it. What I'm trying to tell you is this. Whatever God tell you to sound kind of, he going to back it up. He going to have somebody to call you or something. He going to give you what to do. So you get to ready because I believe God has chosen this church. I believe this church got something they supposed to do on this because we can't get away. We seem, look like we still here. And I believe this church was going to be a hospital. It was said. Did anybody remember that? It's a hospital. If it's going to be a hospital with doctors and nurses, y'all got to get ready. Amen. We got to be, and it can't be, Sister Davis, no. Pastor said no. Pastor ain't going to tell you nothing. But, you know, unless, you know, maybe something come up through the week or come up in the year that somebody needs something and ask you to help them fast or something like that. But no, you need to learn how to fast. Well, I know I ain't hearing. That's okay. I'm used to silence sometimes. You need to learn how. Don't have pastor to have to tell you to fast. I'm not the Holy Spirit. He will tell you when to fast. And when he tell you to fast, don't go, ooh. No, you fast. Do the best you can. If you can't go no further than the sick. And he's a loving God. You know, I don't dear for good Lord. I can't fast. Well, I don't fast. I don't fast like I used to fast. I can't get up and fast 30 and 40 like I used to. You know, my body won't take it. It just don't. I just be woe out. And I'm afraid I may get sick or something. But I do fast. Not near like I want to, but I do fast. Amen. Because I have to. I couldn't stand under pressure, you know, if I didn't. Fast is going to give you understanding. And a lot of times, you know, you try to, some of, it, you know, you have things you need to do. a lot of us have had those things now. Like Jackie, she didn't know what to do. You know, I called Jackie, how's everything going? I don't know, Mama. I called these three people. Nobody coming, blah, blah, blah. You know, but you got to stay with God, though. He can lead and guide you. She just said, my granddaughter just said, you know, you're not going to always be around people you can call. You got to learn how to call your God. It's time for us to get really, really acquainted with our God and stop singing songs that we just singing. Okay, I'm sorry. But see, I have the age, I can get away with that. You know, we sing songs that we don't bit more mean than nothing. Hello? He said, and they should rise, number 11, I circled that. And many false prophets shall come and they should rise, and many false prophets shall arise and shall deceive many. And this is just said, and because iniquity shall abound, iniquity is abounding. When you hear your senators and people that we sent up there, they're supposed to guide the country, get up and talk about this, well, they shouldn't tell me about what I do with my body. What kind of crap is that? It's a bunch of junk. What you mean what you do with your body? The Bible tell you what to do with your body. So these are not people that's looking in the world to try to find nothing. They're looking at what they're talking about. Somebody don't tell them. Children of God, we got nothing hanging now but God. We got nothing we can depend on, really depend on, but God. We can't depend on science. We can't depend on nobody but God. So we better get more acquainted with Him. Just on Sunday, we better go back home and make it our lifestyle. Amen. And we need to go ask Him. You know, I love it when a man and woman is together. I just love it. When you can sit down and pray together. Come on, honey, let's pray about such and such, because two is better than one. And I love it. I love it. You all are so blessed that you can go and talk to each other and say, look, something that come up. Honey, let's pray about this thing. Two better than one. Amen. My main message is, let's get to God and let's learn about Him. Not just coming to church and getting a little something done. Half the time, we don't even go back and read what the pastor, let me see what she said. We don't even read over what they said. But look what it said. Iniquity shall abound and the love of many shall wax old, but he that shall endure. Jesus told us that this was going to be a hard way. He didn't say, now I'm going away and everything going to be fine now, y'all. No, he didn't say that. No, he didn't say that. He said, strive to enter in. That's what he told me. That's what I read. Strive to enter in. That means that you're going to have to strive to enter in. That means that, you know. Amen. So he said, let me get here. I read verse 13. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved, shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom, Lord have mercy, shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So people that go out going to preach this gospel, not something we done made up or something we think it ought to be. And Jesus gives us, he gives us what to do and what to say and how the gospel is supposed to be. With signs and wonders, it's got to be that way. The gospel is power unto God to save. The gospel is power. It's supposed to, I love her testimony. I loved her testimony. And that's just little what you're going to be able to do to one. Because when God started using you, if he found you usable, girl, please. Like one brother said, he'll work you. You find, but he ain't gonna work. If he find you usable, who knew Catherine Kuhlman? I went to one of her services. She said the Lord told her, you weren't the first I called, the second or the third or the fourth or the fifth. But you answered. And she had a road to hoe. Nobody knows about it. I got some a book of hers and read her life. I love to read lives of people, how they got there, you know. It is a life. It's a life that be a little lonely sometimes, and a life where people don't understand you, and a life of other things. But you got to make your man up that you're going to love God and you're going to follow him. We all got a different path to take. We not all the same, children of God. You look out there, I look out there, I got some pretty flowers in my, I ain't near got the flowers I like to have. I probably would have a Shaw's garden if I could. When I was up on the hill, I had so many flowers, people would come in my garden and cut them. But I said, well, at least they cut them right. I had grown a really pretty plant. It's about this high. I don't know what it was. Beautiful. So whoever cut it kind of sideways. Like I said, well, at least they thought about me. They didn't just whack it off. So I didn't, it was, I couldn't, you know, I said, that's all I could say, you know. They cut my flower. I said, well, at least they didn't cut them all up. At least they just took a few, you know, like that. Jesus is coming again. And he leaving us to do his work. And this church is involved. Sorry. You come here and if you think, no, we got to go on. We got to go on and let the Lord perfect us in him. I got to go on. You got to go on. Everybody got to go on. Press on. We can't just sit in the place of, well, everything's up. You can see how the church is wanting to grow. It's like a woman in labor. She's pushing it, trying to get this child out. You can see it. I can feel it in this church since I feel that the church, God want to do what he say he want to do. And I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. I can feel it. Who feel it? Something's changing. Something is changing in your household. Something is changing. Something is changing in my household. Something is changing. I'm looking for God to be God. Yes. This is the God I've served for over 50 years. I'm looking for him to be who he say he is. And people are looking too. You know what I mean? They seeing that the big choirs ain't all of them. And I love a big choir and I want to have one. Joe, you agree with me that I'm going to have a choir? We're going to have a choir, a Holy Ghost choir to help people. And the singing will be like the service. This girl that spoke to me, and I never had an experience like that. I went to minister to the kids when she called me out there to the school, and I never had an experience like this. This girl, she was 15, 16 years old, and she looked in my eyes, and some of the other kids said, we want to come to your church. I said, yeah, but come on in, come on. And I looked at her, she looked in my eyes, she said, I'm going to be your musician. I hang on to her, brother. I hang on, I said, Lord, I know she was, so I told sister, I said, she said, well, she just kind of can't do something that she says something, the kind of personality she got, you know. But I said, okay, what kind of personality do I know she's speaking and I know God's speaking to her. I've been along with him enough to know what's what. This girl looked in my eyes, and she's going to be our musician. Because that's what she said. I don't know if she knew what she was saying. But she just really looked. And so the other kids said, we're going to come with you. You know, we're going to come with you. You know, God is moving. If we love one another and stay with one another and just love each other, which I'm glad you do. I do feel this church is full of love. I do. And I feel like you can feel him. We had people come in the door when we started the church. I said, boy, I feel the Holy Ghost when I walk in the door. That's wonderful. So I heard another lady say, I said, oh, Lord, thank you. We're getting back. We're going back. My message today is the something that this lady said is the destruction. But what was the other word? The other word, I had two words. She said, I had to write it down. Never seen something like this. Well, the something is going to be anything to us. Because whatever God do, we're going to know and understand it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't going to be like I wonder what this is. You know, I don't know what this is, No, God opening your heart right now that you may know the time you're living in, and you take the simple instructions. Even if you don't, if I'm not preaching right or what, take these instructions. Take the simple instructions and seek God. Have a time to fast and pray. Have a time. You got to fast and pray. Don't seem to. I know we likes to eat, but it's time to fast and pray. You know what I'm saying? It's time to say, Lord, I'm gonna fast until 6 o'clock every so-and-so. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that. And do it. Me and Phyllis was talking about, she's from the old school, and how we used to get in homes and stay 3 days and nights fasting and praying. We go in the home. We went up to that church. It was a church right over there around the corner. That was my church. A little church right around the corner on Dye Road. 1400 Dye Road. We get there and stay 3 days and nights seeking God. And we saw God move. He moved. God is going to move when we move. Hello. You said, God move. He going to move when you move. Toward him. And I read this scripture. Adam, you mentioned it one time before. And I said, Lord. He said, I love them who love me. I said, ooh, Lord. It's rough there. He said, I love them who love me. I'm thinking I love you. I'm really thinking I love God. You thinking you love God. Praise the Lord. So I got to say, he kind of loved me a little bit. I talk, things are changing. I say, things are changing. Things are changing in your life. God been good to us. But let us look in our own lives and don't be looking and judging other people. Don't worry about other folks. They got to give account for themselves. Stop looking at what mother, sisters, or no, well, so. Don't let nothing stand in your way. Get like a dog that's got a bone. Hallelujah. You ever seen a dog with a bone and you trying to take it away from him? He want it. Pray. You know about it, don't you, brother? I mean, you can pull, but you about to pull his teeth out before you get that bone. Get like God. Go to God. Let's go to God. Like I'm talking about me, all of us. Lord, I say, help me. I ask Jesus to help me all the time because there's so much I have to do, so much. I have things to do just like you do. You know what I'm saying? Things that, you know, do this, a telephone ring. I had a brother that I called him yesterday, and I don't know if you remember him. After Brother Turner left, he was taking the church for a little while, but then he left and went to East St. Louis. Brother Prude. He called me. And I've been trying to get, my heart has been kind of reaching out to him, and I got his phone. He said, Sister Davis, this you? I said, yes. You know, so I'm going to do what God want me to do. You know, everybody, you know, do what God wants you to do, and it'll all get done. And it's not all the same. We love your testimony, Tawana, but somebody else got a testimony. Praise the Lord, it'll be helping people. It's people out there hurting. I'm telling you, people out hurting. Went to the hospital, me and Gwen, I think Gwen was with me, taking dad, and this girl was sitting on the side. Was that you, Gwen, or one of y'all? And she was crying. She was sitting on the side of the, where the windows is, it's a little ledge there, you know. She was sitting on the ledge, and I forgot Gwen was with me, and I forgot where I was going. And I saw her crying. And I said, honey, what's the matter? She said, she was telling me what's wrong, and that something was wrong with her heart. And she was young. She must have been, I'd say, 30s. You know, something was wrong with her heart. So listen to the voice of God. Listen, he got people out there that need you. Don't think you don't have. If you love him and take time to come close to him, he will use you. You don't have to be worried about Al's testimony or my testimony or Toronto testimony. You will have a testimony too. Because God is looking for somebody to use, I'm telling you. Because it's some hurting people out there. They're hurting. Will you stand? Jesus is coming soon. Help us to be ready, Lord, when you come. Help us, God. Children of God, I don't want to just go through stuff. I don't want to take the sacrament just because it's a sacrament. I want God. I want him to possess my life, to own and possess me. There's a song to say that. I want him to. You know what I'm saying? And I know we all go through things. There's some people under some terrible things right now. You know, they're going through on the jobs and going through with somebody that they ain't got it right yet and going through here. But Jesus loves us. And he ain't gonna put nothing on us, and that's what keeps me. The thing that keeps me is that he's not gonna do nothing I can't bear. And it'd be hard sometimes, and I said, well, Lord, that's what you said, so I'm gonna believe it. I said, Lord, you said you wouldn't put nothing on me that I can bear. He's not trying to press me out of measure. He's trying to press me into something. You know, when Joseph, we studied Joseph and we studied Genesis. This is so strange because that's what Tawana's teaching her kids. But we studied the same thing. And she didn't even know what I was teaching. But we end up teaching the same thing. But I saw how God moved Joseph just like a chessboard. Do. Up here, you're going to save a nation and save my people. This is what I have for your life. You don't know the great thing that God has for our life when we in, you know, just don't know, you know, why I'm going through this and why I can't do this. No, it's because God has something up there to do. Am I making sense?
Yes.
For us to do. He got something else better, something that you wouldn't have ever thought of. But you, all you see is what you're going through. That's all you can see. Get your eyes on Jesus. I'm talking about me and you. Let's get our eyes on Jesus. The time I have left, which I think it'll be, my son was a kind of a prophet like Keith. He told me how long I was going to live way a long time ago. And so it looked like he about done got it. Yeah, we worked good together because he saw things I couldn't see. I missed that booger too. And the kids gave a daddy, you know, you saw the spread, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Because y'all on it too. And they got Keith separate. And I walked by the bed and I just look at him and I said, Keith, I miss you, son. I'm going to see you. Just hold on there. I'll be there. You know, time ain't like I talked to my son. Praise the Lord. I really miss him. Hallelujah. I want you to know that I love you all. I pray for you. Hallelujah. And I'm wishing that this church can be what God wanted to be. And can do what he has put in the books for us to do. To obtain the goals that he wants us to obtain. I don't want to stand before and say, well, you should have did this. Because I believe we got to, you know, give an account. So let me lay this on you because you're going to know it. Because you know I'm into health thing. Y'all know I deserve. But when Paul said, I pray that your body, soul, and spirit be blameless. I said, uh-oh. God cares for your body, soul, and your spirit. Y'all didn't catch that. You know? So you can't do what you want to do bodily, solely, or spiritually. Anybody need prayer? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
I just want you all to stand with me. You know, God give me strength to do what he's calling me to do.
Okay.
Just come off fast, but I've been alone to come in and shut in with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Shut myself up.
Yeah, yeah.
And so just pray that God will give me the mind,
mm-hmm.
you know, to do it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and the strength. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he will. Want to join hands?
Yes, ma'am.
Father,
yes, Lord.
This is something you said. I didn't know this.
Thank you, Jesus.
So I know that this you're going to give this to him.
Thank you, Lord.
Because of the way the message went.
Jesus.
And I pray, God, in Jesus' name, that you would do it. Give him the strength. Don't let him be afraid. When we hear the word, you will tell him when, how long, and what, and whatever. And you let him follow you because I know you will guide him safely. I ask it in Jesus' name, Father.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I tell you, Al, in your walk with God, that's what happens. You get a hunger. And don't be around people that do because, you know, I was around a woman that, Sister Lee, and she died fast. And that woman fast. She fast 40 days. And, you know, now I'm not telling you to do that. Now, you know, Jesus fast 40 days. I don't think you got to outdo him. Hello? But you know, you can be led. I was under people that fast and prayed. I came up under people that fast and prayed. And so I know about fasting and prayer. He will lead you into fasting. And he's going to help you. the fast you could fast unto God, the fast you, that you're looking for. You know what I'm saying? He'll help you. He will, because he helps me. Because Lord knows, he helps you. Anybody else need prayer? That's a wonderful request. Praise the Lord. I want to pray for the young people. Come up here. Let me see who's young in this church. Pray for them.
Get back in the line.
That's all. I want to pray for the young people. The Bible says the Lord called the young because they're strong. He want to use you. You hear the older people get up and give a testimony, but you can have the same kind. God don't look at ages. He'll use you. He will use you. Jesus was 12 years old and he was up in the temple preaching. He was just 12. Let me see y'all that's over 12. Well, I do just declare. So he'll use you. And if you read your Bible, you got a Bible. Let me see y'all got a Bible. You got a Bible, sweetheart? That'll be a Christmas present, okay? You got a Bible? Two Christmas presents. You got a Bible. You got a Bible? Three Christmas presents. I guess the little kid, can you read? Can you read? Okay. Like he say, who are you talking to? Yes. Put his hand on the hip. I see his hand. Who are you talking to? Yeah. Okay. So everybody's got a Bible. Oh, King James. I prefer you read a King James. It's good. It's more plain than you know. I know I hear people read. I don't even know what they be reading. I say, you know what I'm saying? I think a King James is good. Amen. That's my person. So, Father, I want y'all all to come up. All you young people. All the youth. Shelly looking at me say, hey, what you going to do? And you all that's not young folk, get behind them that need prayer. I'm going to want you to come up with the 11 and 12 year olds. I may have some, the Lord may have something special to say to them. The Lord is using you, I know you don't know this, as a cue for me. I know you don't know what that means, but you will know. You will know. I'm going to know something that I've been asking God when I see something from you. So don't worry about it. Don't sweat it. I just think it's wonderful, you know.